Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and we are proud media partners of the industry program and Talent Sarajevo. Now, Talent Sarajevo came to an end yesterday, and today it's the industry program's turn to come to an end. How sad. Things are. Oh, everything's coming to an end at Sarajevo. Well, that's just for the 20th edition of the film festival, of course. Once again, I'm joined by Natasha Sinjanović. Thanks very much for being here.
Hi, Matt. Kiara had to leave. Kiara's preparing already for our coverage of the Venice Film Festival, so it's just down to you and me.
Nice plug. And, well, here we are. So today, what have you got to say for us, Natasha?
Well, the Docu Rough Cuts Boutique Award winners were presented. And as you know, the Docu Rough Cuts Boutique is part of the industry program. And the main winner of the program of Docu Rough Cuts was Mila Turajlić. We'll have an interview that I did with her up soon. She is, of course, the award-winning filmmaker behind Cinema Comunista. And she's now here with her new project, The Other Side of Everything, which won just about everything. It won the main Works in Progress Awards, the Post-Republic Award, which is worth $80,000, the Work in Progress Rest Art Award, which is worth 20,000 euros, and also the Digital Cube Award, which won 20,000 euros. So she's pretty much set for her budget, I would say. And she also won the IDFA Award, which means that she and the film will be invited to IDFA and its markets, where she'll be meeting with film professionals and discuss the project that participated in Sarajevo. And IDFA, of course, is the International Documentary Film Festival of Amsterdam. She also won the FIFDH Geneva Award, which comes with another $2,000. That's Mila Turajlić and The Other Side of Everything. And the second biggest winner was Monica Lazurean Gorgan, whose project Someday won the HBO Adria Award and the Cat and Docs Award, both of which come with the 2,000 euro prize. And then the last award was the HRT, Croatian Radio Television Award, for A Two-Way Mirror by Katarina Zrinka Matijević-Veličan, and that is also worth 2,000 euros.
Well, in the meantime, I attended a very interesting panel this morning, and it was kind of a highlight of today's regional forum panel discussions. It was a session entitled Reaching New Audiences for European Film, which talked about how future generations of filmgoers can be educated in seeing European films, and by doing so, leveling the influence of the American film industry on European cinemas, but also TVs, VODs, and any other platforms. The panel was inspired by the report of Deputy Head of UniFrance entitled For a Film Education Policy. He was there, of course. Javier Ladu from UniFrance was there, as mentioned, and he was the one who compiled the report. And alongside him were Matteo Zacchetti from the European Commission, Ian Wall from the Film Space, Madeline Props from Europa Cinema, Asia Markevich from Talent Sarajevo and in the Sarajevo Film Festival. So it was a very interesting talk, which was moderated by Nick Powell of the NFTS. So it was a very interesting talk. And so what happened in the CineLink front, Natasha?
Well, I caught up with another project. Yesterday I mentioned that I spoke to the producers of Kutlug Ataman's new project, which is here looking for co-producers. And today I caught up with writer-director Ioana Uricaru, whose film Lemonade is the most sought-after film here at CineLink. She had 39 meetings set up just through CineLink, and then another 4 that came sort of peripherally that contacted her. That may have something to do with the fact that the film is produced by Christian Mundru, who is, of course, the director behind, who was the director of 4 Months, 3 Weeks, 2 Days, and Tales from the Golden Age, among other films. But the project seems extremely interesting. It's about a young Romanian woman who marries an American construction worker, and as she mentions in the interview, which we'll have up soon, the film begins where most films end. It's not just a happily ever after of, you know, she's made it to the promised land, but it's actually what happens to immigrants when they move to another country and how much they have to give up of themselves and their identity, and is it really worth it? So it sounds like a very fascinating, as a several-time immigrant myself.
It
spoke to me. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to know more about it.
Wow, that sounds fascinating.
And also from CineLink, from the CineLink jury, the Works in Progress jury, I spoke to one of my favorite producers, Cedomir Kolar, who is from the region. and who has produced films like, well, among them, No Man's Land and Train de Vie, Train of Life, as well as more recently, The Lunchbox. And we spoke about, you know, I wanted to talk to him in particular because he was here as part of, as a panelist on the International Co-Production Forum, regional forum that we had earlier this week that we talked about as well, about exporting the European model overseas. And he was interesting. I liked some of the things he said in the panel. So I pulled him aside and he talked about how it's dangerous to talk about exporting something because you might lose your identity in the process. And you know, and he spoke further about breaking down barriers and the beauty of being, even though he's from the former Yugoslavia, he's from Slovenia, about being a producer. Even though he's from the former Yugoslavia and from Slovenia in particular, he works in France. He's been working in France for decades. And he loves it because the French don't necessarily need a visible French element when they are co-production partners. And he says, you know, if there's anything we're going to export or that we're going to focus on, that's what it should be. Again, case in point, the Lunchbox by Ritesh Batra, which featured a hugely popular Indian star that is vaguely known in the West, you know, and became, and, you know, he talks about even the box office figures and became a hit film, became a hit art house film throughout the world and in America.
Yeah.
More than in anywhere else in the West. So, and, you know, like we said, as I mentioned, he was part of the CineLink Works in Progress jury. They will be announcing their winners Saturday night. And we'll be giving you those. But in the meantime, we've got some other, not just the, well, those are the main prizes that we'll be announcing. We have some other partner collateral prizes that you want to tell them about, Matt?
That's right, because, you know, the festival is coming to an end. So it's awards time, as per usual. And now, yeah, like you mentioned, these are some of the, these are the partner awards that were announced. The Cine Europa Prize was given to Three Windows and a Hanging, and it's a film from Kosovo by director Isa Kosia. International Confederation of Art Cinema awarded Makondo by Sudabe Mortizai. It's an Austrian film, which I actually saw in Berlin, and it's quite good. It's prize. And then came the EDN Talent Grant. Now, EDN is the European Documentary Network, and it has the purpose of supporting promising new documentary filmmakers from the region. So the award from them went to The Forest, a film from Romania and Serbia by Sinisha Dragan. And on the short film strand, of course, we should mention, because these are oftentimes the filmmakers of the future that we'll be hearing about in future festivals. The film that won in this section was Emergency Calls from Finland by directors Hannan Vartiainen and Pekka Veikkolainen. The Bosnia-Herzegovina Film Student Program Awards were also announced, and the best film went to Redemption, which is by director Mirna Didzarevic, while the Special Jury Award went to The Wall by Zulfikar Filandra, and the Special Jury mention also went to Some of Us by Anya Kavic. She probably has the easiest name to say of all three. Apologies for any film, any name that was mispronounced. But there was also a few more awards that you wanted to say a little something about, Natasha.
Yeah, this is also, Sarajevo is where the main Bosnian film awards, the quote-unquote Oscars of Bosnia are given, let's say, or a few of them. They're called the Ivica Matic Awards. And they were given, last night saw the Lifetime Achievement Award go to Mustafa Mustafic, who is a cinematographer, a very well-known cinematographer here in Bosnia. And, you know, he was happy to pick up the award, but also said a little bit sad because Lifetime Achievement Awards only come at the end of a career, usually, and the end of a life. And, you know, he'd like to work a little bit longer and be around for a little bit longer. And the Best Film Award went to Dani Stanović, of course, the director of No Man's Land and Circus Columbia, for his latest film, An Episode in the Life of an Iron Picker. And, you know, when he picked up the award, he said, you know, it's really easy to get an award if the president of the awards committee has your same last name, which is Ina Stanović, which I believe is no relation. And he also mentioned, you know, please hold off on giving me any kind of Lifetime Achievement Awards, even if I've made some films. You know, I'd rather not get that anytime soon.
People live longer nowadays. That must also be said.
You're right.
Well, so that kind of concludes the industry program daily reports. Tomorrow night we will know who the winners were. But in the meantime, thank you very much for listening to today's report. And thanks very much, Natasha.
Thank you. I hope everybody's enjoyed our coverage of the industry. It's been fun and really educational yes. being here. It's been pretty amazing.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, we've had a lot to do. We've had a lot to cover. Thanks very much. Thanks very much for listening. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.